This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House on May the 20th, 2013. I'm Cookie.
And I am Kevin.
And yes, I'm all hyped up because we've got not only one, but two guests on tonight. One on the phone, one live in studio.
It's kind of crazy. It's all about bear events this week.
Well, almost. Yeah, I've got the regular Kink Corner coming up, of course.
And your segments, of course.
Yeah, well, he got more of a beard than me, but doesn't necessarily identify as some things anymore.
I'm actually almost going to grizzly to this point. I'm going so grey-haired, it's not funny.
By the way, thank you very much to the boys at Locker Room. We haven't thanked them enough over this season, and I've been neglecting my duties of thanking, so thank you very much.
I'm sure you'll make it up to them later.
Well, if they'd let me. So, yes, as we've mentioned, we've got two guests on tonight, one from Vic Bears, one from Briz Bears. So we'll be having a chat with them later in the show about something that's coming up, well, next month and then sometime in October.
Yes, it's all about bear events and
exactly.
Your stuff.
And my stuff, yes, which is King Corner. For those who don't know, we're going to talk about some confusing abbreviations. So stay tuned for that. And later on, some things I found on Twitter, actually.
You went Twitter trawling?
Well, I looked over my partner's shoulder, who Twitter trolls every day, and found some really good accounts that I reckon some of us should follow. And I have to thank John Richards for pointing them in our direction.
I will be interested to find out what those are, but we'll find out about that later in the show. We do have a discussion topic as well.
Of course.
And this is how it goes. With the recent purchase of Tumblr by Yahoo for $1.1 billion.
Huh?
Yep. Yahoo has purchased Tumblr, and there are some dire predictions of what Tumblr could actually come to look like in the coming years. Now, this isn't the first rock thrown into the pond of social media over the past year. Of course, I refer to the Instagram privacy scandal of 2012. And as usually happens, whenever there is a change in the way social media runs, we ask ourselves, is it really worth it? Is this the thing that's going to make me shut my account down for good? So we thought we'd ask you, when it comes to social media, what would make you delete your account for good? Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at TheCubbyHouse with hashtag CHProject. Here on The Cubby House on Joy 94.9, you're joined with Cookie and Kevin for this hour, and our special guest for this evening, it's Mr. Nick Laws from Vic Bears. How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm back again. I just can't seem to keep away.
You really are becoming a part of the furniture.
I know. My butt's permanently sort of plastered to this chair, I reckon.
Is it plaster?
I'm glad you finished that sentence with chair.
Yeah, is it plaster that's keeping you there, though?
It's jammed in by the side.
All right.
Yes, yes. Now, we've got you on for later in the show, particularly to talk about something that's happening with Vic Bears in the next month.
Yes, indeed.
But, of course, we couldn't let you go without putting you through another quiz.
Is this going to be a good one, Cookie?
Well, you tell me at the end of the quiz. Because this week, I'm going to give you a list of names, and you're going to tell me what award they've won. Now, this could be any type of award.
This is going to be tough.
So in trouble already.
You may be okay with this one. You'll never know. So the first one starts with Valerie Briscoe Hooks, Olga Brazagig, Marie Jo Perrick, and Kathy Freeman.
They've all won gold medals.
On what?
On running along the track. In the Olympics, would that be?
Yes. The 400 metres women's Olympics.
I love the one? Hand gestures with that as well. Just the running. It's that
runny thingy. I'm not that familiar with it.
Yes. All right, okay, so this is how it's going to continue. Okay. Help us, but carry on.
Bibi Zahara Benet, Tyra Sanchez, Raja, Sharon Needles, Chad Michaels, and Jinx Monsoon.
Drag Queen of the Year?
Of what show?
RuPaul's Drag Race?
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, I got that right.
You've been listening to me.
I was about to jump ahead of you there. It's like, oh, if you weren't going to answer that.
I'm really ashamed that I got
you
that.
You didn't watch it?
No, I don't actually watch the show.
No, it just shows he's actually listening to me. So that's a good start.
He's rubbing off on me. That's charming.
All right, Russia, Norway, Germany, Aljaban, Sweden, and Denmark.
Okay, they didn't win Eurovision. Or they have previously won Eurovision.
They have previously won Eurovision.
What I meant to say was they didn't win Eurovision in 2013.
Yes,
but that's correct. They have won the Eurovision contest.
Yes.
All right.
Grand Theft Auto, Uncharted 2, World of Goo, Portal 2, and Journey.
PS2 Game of the Year?
Not PS2 specifically, but they did win Game of the Year.
Oh, Game of the Year. Ooh,
well, as done. By Moby Games, who determines their winners by various other sources.
Yeah, probably how many people have actually downloaded or purchased it. Because I was going to say, isn't Goo 2 an iPad or iPhone game?
Potentially, yes. So I would have to look that up. Got a Feeling, Love the Way You Lie, Party Rock Anthem, and Call Me Maybe were all winners of what award?
The Oprah Winfrey I Got on the Show Award.
No.
No.
I don't know. The Song of the Year Award.
Yes.
Really?
Well, not entirely, but you are close. ARIA's End of the Year Top Songs for the Year.
Okay.
So I'll give you that point, Kevin.
Woohoo.
Forrest Whitaker, Sean Penn, Jeff Bridges, Colin Firth, and Daniel Day-Lewis won this award.
It's Male Best Actor of the Year Award.
Yes.
So it's an Oscar.
Oscar, yes. That is correct.
Well done.
I was waiting for that one.
Albert Arnold Gore Jr., or Al Jr., International Atomic Energy Agency, European Union, Kim Dae-Jung, and Barack H. Obama all won this prize.
Nobel Prize? No, Nobel.
Peace Prize is the correct answer.
Barack Obama did it.
Yes.
There was a bit of controversy there. I remember that now.
Yes. Yeah. That's the only reason I remember it.
And finally, please, somebody save me from this one. Hawthorne, Geelong, Collingwood, Sydney.
Didn't they win some football match thing?
They are all suburbs of Melbourne.
Well,
the areas.
Yes. Correct term. Nobody can give me the correct term of what they actually won.
Do either of us actually watch footy?
They are winners of the Victorian Football League trophy thing.
It's the grand final.
Thank you.
The grand final winners.
AFL Premier. Oh. And Kevin, winning 6-2.
Oh, my God.
You
gosh.
Are the winner of this week's quiz. Thank you very much for playing, gentlemen.
Thank you. This is
the Cubby House. And on Joy 94.9, we are asking you the question, when it comes to social media, what would make you delete your account for good? If you join us on other social media networks, such as Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse, or on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with the hashtag CHProject. Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. And on the Kink Corner tonight on the Cubby House, we are going to talk about some confusing abbreviations which commonly are found online but can be quite often used in conversation as well. Now, gentlemen, before I start, not looking at the sheet, what are some of the abbreviations you've come across that you've gone, taken a step back and gone, what the?
Ruffle.
That's not an abbreviation.
R-O-F-L.
Oh, ruffle, as in
yes.
Language. Okay, right. Roll on the floor laughing?
Yes.
Yes, yes. What about yourself, Nick?
I'm just trying to think now. WTF, when it first came out. Oh, and what's that other one that they all do? You only die, you only live once. YOLO.
YOLO.
I had no idea what YOLO was, and everyone was YOLOing it.
Here's a hark back to the early ages of the internet chat. ASL.
Age, sex, location.
That's it. I went on that once. It actually put me off because every time I logged in, I got ASL. And I just went, what the hell is this? And logged off again.
Now it's Facebook question.
No, actually, I'm pretty sure it's a lower pick, but okay.
Yeah. So some of the ones we've come across, you may have heard of these. You may not have even heard of these. Let's start with TT, gentlemen. If anybody's listened to me long enough, it's tit torture.
Okay. Are you asking us, or are you just putting it out there generally?
Yeah, we've got to put the cheat sheets.
Oh, we've got to... Okay.
We've got to try and guess it.
No, I'm not necessarily asking you to guess it. PNP. Have you guys seen that one and gone, what the hell? PNP? Player and player?
I think I do know Party and Play, I think it stands for. Yes.
And that's party drugs, for those who aren't familiar with the term.
Yes.
It's implying other substances, yes. Good FF.
Oh, that's easy.
Fast forward. my old tape machine.
Yes, this one clearly goes across many borders, but for the term of kink, it's fist fucking. DP or TP? Now, I had to admit, these kind of got me stumped for 5 minutes this week, actually, when I was put forward these abbreviations.
DP makes me think of some sort of like deep heat or something.
Yeah. DP or TP?
TP. I'm not talking about the Indian. Double penetration or triple penetration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Triple.
Potentially, yes.
Triple. Seriously, triple.
Haven't you ever heard of
it's
double spit
roast?
It's
that common that they've actually made an acronym for it.
Potentially.
All these QP dolls that are all out there.
Okay, next.
CBT.
Oh, that's easy. Cock and ball torture.
For you, maybe. For someone else, it could be something completely different. PIV. Again, this one got me stumped this week.
I have no idea on this one.
A gay man doesn't necessarily think of this one. It's penis in vagina.
Okay.
And the faces go astray.
What?
SD. And we're not talking about SD cards here.
Really?
It wouldn't be stand and deliver or something like that. No. It can't be that.
Sensory deprivation.
Oh, okay.
So blindfolding and
sensory
the like.
Deprivation.
Yes. Hmm. G and B. And no, it's not like Dolce & Gabbana here.
What was that one again? D.
G and B.
G and B.
It's a gamma.
Of course it's not Dolce & Gabbana.
Gag,
that's D and
gag.
G.
Exactly.
Gag and blindfold. I've got to get that one. Yes. It has to be that one, surely.
Yes, that indeed. Now, these are other variations of abbreviations you might come across. RACK or RACK. If you've been listening before, it stands for Risk Assessed Control Kink. And the opposite or the other version of it is SSC, which is Safe, Sane and Consensual. And they are two variations of how you would approach any kink play.
Okay.
In terms of methodical approach.
All right. Is there any? Can you describe the difference, or is it the same sort of thing?
No. You can go back and listen to one of our podcasts earlier in the year.
You cop out.
Well, I have gone into more discussion about this later.
No, you have.
Now, VA and PA. Now, we're not talking about your personal assistant here. They go for verbal abuse and physical abuse. Might I suggest if you see the PA, you avoid that person like the plague. And
well, no. It depends on the context of that.
True.
In a safe situation, most things are okay.
Would there be a bit of rack in that, I think?
Well, if that's what you're after, yes. Yeah. But again, for your own safety, it's something you
just be more aware of it. Yes, be more cautious when approaching. Don't automatically just go, no.
And the final one is ZOO.
Well, I know what that spells.
Well, exactly.
Is it appropriate to say there are cricket noises here? Yeah.
It is not an abbreviation, gentlemen. It is actually a word, and it's implying bestiality.
Ah.
So okay. Be careful of those. Mm. And that is the Kink Corner for this week.
Woohoo! Well done, you got it right. Yay!
Takes me 2.5 minutes to sometimes read this whole script in front to back, but that's how I know that we've got our next guest on. Mr. Colin... El Presidente from Brisbane. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. And you were going to say my surname, but couldn't remember how to say it, weren't you?
No, I just thought I'd be courteous and not actually say it.
No, we've said it before, and everyone knows Colin. Colin gets around in a good way.
Oh, I'm sure.
We love you, Colin.
I'm not saying a word there. You boys are very misleading.
So, we've got you on to talk to us about all things Brisbane. So, what have the Brisbane's committee been up to lately?
Well, up to lately, we have just finished our den night for the month on Saturday, and where we launched our ticketing for our Northern Exposure event this year. About 3 months ahead of last year's ticketing and 5 months ahead of the actual program. So we're very excited about that, and we already have our first 5 orders through over the weekend.
So are you going for the Anal Retentive Award, or are you just organised this year?
We're just trying to be organised. Sometimes events can keep the same program for a little while, which means they can fall into a bit of a stalemate with members. So we wanted to make sure we had a fresh program this year and had plenty of time to let our members know it was a new and fresh program.
All right, so speak to us all about NEX. What's new and fresh?
What have you got organized?
Oh.
Well, organised this year. First of all, we've extended it to be a whole week because it is Brisbane celebrates 20 years this year.
Yes.
And we have a few new events to start with. We're doing a bingo night to raise money for Queensland Association for Healthy Community. Tuesday, we've got an all-you-can-eat barbecue, which we've never done before at Bundo Churrasco. Wednesday is a movie night, also something we've not done for a while. But the biggest change to the program that I'm very excited about is our cabaret night, which is on the Thursday evening.
Clarify, that was cabaret.
Cub Bear Ray, we have entitled it.
Nice.
So basically, it's cubs and bears up on stage doing cabaret. So think all things cabaret with hair.
That is quite new. Well done.
So there'll be some fun, there'll be some more meaningful stuff, and obviously we'll keep a well-rounded program that night. The other big thing this year is we have launched the inaugural Mr. Bear Queensland competition to be hosted on the Saturday evening. And they will be performing their talent portion during the cabaret evening as well.
Oh, that's different.
So finally, after many, many years, we will actually have our official entrant into what we hope to be the 2014 Southern Hibernation Program for next year.
We look forward to seeing that. Now, from what I've seen on the website as well, every single day is a 7 Deadly Sin as well.
Yes, so we've titled it 7 Beardly Sins this year.
Oh.
Which you can see there are the 7 different beard styles across our webpage. And yes, each day is themed. So to give you some example, on Friday we've got lust as our theme, where we've got our body lust at the Body Line Spa and Sauna, followed by underbear that evening. So a very lustful day filled. And then obviously on the Saturday, where we do celebrate Mr. Bear Queensland competition, is entitled Pride, so we can celebrate our bear pride that day. So,
well done. And what's the last one?
The last one is sloth. So the sloth day has got our wet fur and our bye-bye drinks in the evening. So we're really looking forward to that program there. And one thing else I'd like to say just before I go, I know you're going to kick me off soon enough with your tight schedules there, speaking about anal retentive. This year, Breeze Bears, for the first time, has been nominated for 2 awards, the only group that's got 2 awards in the Brisbane Pride Festival Awards hosted on Queen's Birthday long weekend. So we would be very, very grateful if everyone from around the bear community in Australia jumped online and gave us a vote in the Brisbane Pride Festival competition for event of the year being Northern Exposure and Social Club of the Year as well.
I call you shameless, but everyone knows you. So where can people find out more information?
Okay, for Northern Exposure, they can head off to our Northern Exposure website, which is www.nex2013.com, so next2013.com. And to put our votes out there for our Brisbane Pride Festival, they can jump onto brisbaneprideFestival.com.au. You can simply quickly log in with your Facebook login, so there's no need to register or anything. You just use your Facebook login and cast your vote. You can vote just on the categories that you want to, or if you do know some of the DJs, which you might know some of the DJs and other people that are up for competition, you can vote for them as well.
And we can vote for someone else as well, can't we?
No, you don't have to vote.
Of course we're going to vote for you. Thank you.
You cannot.
Thank you very much for joining us. And I believe we will actually be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I'm heading down for Southern Hibernation. The president of Brisbane Bears can't miss such an event. And I believe I'll be co-hosting with you on the Monday after Southern Hibernation, where we will all be recovering.
You certainly will. So we look forward to that very much.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Colin.
Catch you, Colin. And on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, we have not only one bear invited onto the show, as we had with Colin, we've got our other bear from the local bear group, Vic Bears, here to talk about Southern Hibernation. Now, Colin was going on about what it all is, right? But do we know what it is?
About what Southern Hibernation is?
Yes.
I think it's just a week of fun. Look, it's the big event. It's the big winter event that everyone goes to. It's just a week of fun.
We just import all the bears from around Australia and around the world to Melbourne just for that.
It's in New Zealand as well.
And I said around the world.
Yes, exactly. There's various events that go on around Australia. This is, of course, winter. This is one where it's cozying up and it's time to get warm through the cold months and celebrate that week.
And it really does have a communal feel to it.
It does. It does.
I mean, it's been running for about 16 years, 17 years now?
Mm-hmm. Southern Hibernation, I think so, yes. I know Vic Bears has been going for about 17 years. I think Southern Hibernation is well in its form, I think, maybe.
So if people haven't booked time on leave or their hotels or whatever, what dates are we putting in our calendars?
Oh, Lord, it's June 9 to June 16. And there is one date before that on June 8th, if you do happen to be earlier in town, for the Men on Men art competition, which is not strictly a Southern Hibernation event, but if you're in town, go along and see it as well, the Men and Men art competition on the 8th. So June 9 to 16 officially, starting with fur.
Now, every year Southern Hibernation raises money and donates this money to a charity. What are the charities for this year?
There's one charity this year that we're donating to. It's, again, the Tucker Bag Project for the delivery of meals with the VAC.
Yep.
And the other one, I know we've talked about Bear Heart several times, and they will be receiving money or have money put aside for their projects that they have going on throughout the year. So the official subcommittee of Vic Bears, Bear Heart, will be receiving money that's been set aside.
Right, so just to clarify, they're not actually a charity, but you are donating some of the money from Southern Hibernation to
They're not
Bear
a
Heart.
Registered charity, no.
Oh, you're sorry, you won't be donating, you'll be keeping some of the funds.
That's right.
It's part of Vic Bears, so you're not
That's
really
part
donating.
Of Vic Bears, there's a subcommittee of Vic Bears, that's right.
Awesome, well that sounds really good.
It should be exciting.
I think we'll have to get some Bear Heart people on to talk to us all about what Bear Heart is up to.
They've actually got something big on for Southern Hibernation, and it's really looking good, and it's really looking friendly, and we hope it goes well.
Sounds lovely. Now, your first event is Fur. What's that all about?
Fur, well, that's the start of it all, the big dance party. There's quite a few dance parties on, or three at least, with it, but the first starts it all off. It's starts, I think, about 7 p.m. at can we say venues? Or we can 7 p.m. at places
at places,
around town,
yes.
Yeah, so places around or a place around town that kicks it off, and it's by the Nurse Betty Presents guys.
That's right, and they've done this for a couple of years now.
I think it's even been longer than that. I think they've done it for quite a few years, and I think Papa Tom is a regular there as one of the DJs, so yes. It's favourite, and it is selling out fast. So I can certainly say that.
Awesome, and then. On the 10th of June, you've actually got your regular dinner. You've moved it, so it's on the Monday.
Normally the fourth Saturday of the month. We've moved it to the 10th of January, Monday.
For those who don't know, that is the actual Queen's Birthday weekend in Victoria, of Queen's Birthday.
Oh, long weekend!
Ah, there you go.
That's why.
When do you get to sleep in? So Monday is off, is it?
It's Monday. Like, Monday's the public
Monday
holiday.
Monday off, okay. All right,
who sleeps during Southern Hibernation?
It's not a question if you sleep, it's who you sleep
with. Oh, no, excuse me. No, not all of us are like that. But anyway, so what happens at the den night?
Look, it's okay. It's a get-together. Okay, basically, everyone gets to a meet and greet. It's just standard sort of, you know, drinkies, say hi, meet some of the new people that are in town. But most importantly, for people that are collecting or doing event passes this year, it's when you really want to be collecting your event pass and your bags and your chains and all that sort of stuff, your neck chains.
So you get all of that over and done.
All your little presents, yeah. So get it done early so it's all done. Make sure you come along on den night on Monday night.
Also, but I mean, you can pick that up at other events during the week.
You can, yeah. You can pick it up on the Thursday as well at Berioke Spit and Polish. So we'll have those then. If you can't get in on the den night, you can come on the Thursday.
All right. So on the 11th of June, which is the Tuesday,
yeah.
You have a new event.
It's a new event.
I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly. Trivial Hirsute.
Trivial Hirsute it is, hosted by the lovely Dean Arcuri. It's his new startup that he's doing, and he is launching it at Southern Hibernation. I think nothing better than a place to get all the bears around town or around Australia in to start it up. And look, it's a favourite thing. Everyone loves trivia. Everyone likes a bit of a competition. It's going to be a laugh. You're going to be up moving around doing stuff and answering questions. And
knowing Dean, he'll probably make us dance.
There'll be something happening there, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. And then on the Wednesday, which is another staple, is the Underbear.
Underbear, yes.
This
is the dance party as well, yes. So it's just like everyone strips down to their underwear, their favourite underwear. So get your favourite jocks on. And,
oh, so it's an underwear night, but with bears.
That's right. That's exactly it. So something a little bit different. So a chance for bears to celebrate getting down to their underwear and having a good time and dancing away.
And it's one of the very rare events that actually celebrates all body types.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of it. It's, you know, it's for everyone to enjoy themselves, you know, and sort of have a chance to express themselves, you know, sort of let it all out, so to speak.
It is very communal. It's one of the things I've always liked.
It's a lot of fun, very cozy and a lot of fun.
Excellent. And then rounding up this section, because we'll go into more of the events in the next section, because you've got so many. We've got Bear Soup on the 13th of June, and that night we've also got Berioke, as you said, and Spit and Polish.
Yes, that's
so
right.
You've separated it so the leather crowd can still go to Spit and Polish?
That's exactly it. Basically, I think Spit and Polish did go coincidentally be on that night, so we've arranged it so you can come up. Well, you can do both if you like. If you want to get up and sing in your leather, you're more than welcome to. Or if the leather people at Spin Polish would like to, we'll be going to Nuggets Bar, I believe. So that will be open for them, and Berioke will be in main section.
Anybody want to do a rendition of a village song, people song with me?
Are you really doing a call out on air?
No.
You better not be. All right. Thank you, Nick, for coming on and chatting us about that. We'll chat about some more events in just a little moment.
But someone else got into torture because we know he loves talking about all things Vic Bears. Nick Laws, people.
Ow.
Yes, we're going to have to round up the series of events.
Oh, round up?
Yes, we'll come to that one too. But we will finish the series of events because you guys have got so much packed into 1 week.
It is a chock-a-block week. Yes.
For those who have only just joined us, we are talking Southern Hibernation, which is between the 9th to the 16th of June this year. It is Melbourne's longest bear events of the year.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good save.
Thank you.
I don't think my glare could have gotten any stronger if I tried.
There we go. So, yes.
But, yes, you do have quite a lot of events actually going on, so we'll try and go through this quickly. On the 14th of June, you have Beer, Wine and Bears. What is that?
That is going to the Yarra Valley. It's going to be to a couple of wineries, of which, off the top of my head, regretfully, I can't remember, but a couple of great wineries, and there's going to be some tasting, that sort of thing. Then on to the Coldstream Brewery for lunch and more wine and beer and all sorts of things.
I remember this event.
Yes,
this is the event that you have to get up really early. Like, you have to be at the location by, like, 9:30 for the pickup.
You do. Yes, indeed. Yes, location. You've got to be up at 9 a.m. and it's quite a big day, but we actually shortened it a little just by a couple of venues this time round. Yep. So it'll be, we'll be getting back a little bit earlier this time round.
Perfect. And then that night you've actually got Meat Rack, which is M-E-E-T-R-A-C.
Yes, M-E-E-T. So emphasis on meeting people, meeting the contestants and meeting each other as well. So whole emphasis on being friendly, getting out there and saying hi to each other and sort of like getting to know each other. And of course, you know, meeting the contestants and hosted by the lovely Grant Taylor and Craig Biscond. So we have had a change there. Regretfully, Matt Cutler couldn't make it due to work commitments.
Yep.
So we'll just be clear on that now that he's going to be replaced. Matt's been replaced with Grant Taylor, who's a ball of fun as well. And I think Craig and Grant are going to make a great team.
Looking forward to that one.
For those who don't know, Craig was the year before Matt won the
2010 Mr. Australasia Bear winner. That's correct.
Excellent. And then on the 15th of June, you guys are going to the aquarium at Bear Aquarium.
That's obviously right.
And then you've got the big competition, Mr. Australasian Bear Contest.
Yes, Mr. Australasia Bear. We get Mr. Australasian Bear and Mr. Australasia Bear, but I think it's actually Mr. Australasia Bear. So it's one of those things. It's just like I see it here and there. It's
I'm interested, though. It was originally advertised as Mr. Bear Australasia.
Yes, it's had a little changes here and there, but the official title is Mr. Australasia Bear.
That's what's actually on the trophy.
Is it spelled correctly?
We have had years where it has been incorrectly spelt.
I don't know if anyone's. If there was pearls around my neck, I swear I'd be
just double check
them right now.
Double check with Mr. Craig Bascon, because
yes, it's something we should check.
And then on the Sunday, you guys are going to Yum Chum.
Yes.
And classic. You round up the week with Roundup.
We round up with Roundup, yes. And we start at 7 p.m. this time around. At the venue we had it at last year, which was very popular, and it's probably going to be bigger again, but it is going to be a little bit later this time, 7 p.m., because for a little bit earlier, 5 p.m., we find people, well, I believe they had some big games on and people were having a bit of trouble with transport and various things, so we're getting there a little bit later. So 7 p.m. this time.
Where can people find out all information about these events?
And the venues we couldn't tell you about.
The top
secret site is, southernhighbearnation.com. So that's B-E-A-R in that hibernation bit. So southernhighbearnation.com. That'll have all the info you need.
Excellent. If they want to find out more about Vic Bears, where do they should go?
vicbears.org.au.
Well done. Thank you very much for coming on and going through that whirlwind tour of Southern Hibernation.
Thank you for letting me on and having a good chat about it.
Now, just quickly before we keep going, we did mention earlier the Men on Men art competition is going to be parts and running during that week. Kevin and I are going to be entering this competition.
Are we? I was still debating whether I was going to enter.
I'm now forcing you. You are putting something in for the sake of competition between us.
Yes, the People's Choice Voting Day is actually on the 8th of June, and it's one of the few days that they actually allow women into the Laird.
Yes,
it is.
So if you have anybody who wants to see what it looks like, that's the day to bring them and flaunt our artwork at the same time. Might I say the winner of the judges' vote will be announced as part of Mr. Australasia Bear Contest?
I believe so, yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. We'll keep you on. I think Cookie's still got a Twitter topic to talk about.
Ooh. I do after this on Joy 94.9.
The Melbourne Argonauts Queer Rowing Club runs regular introductions to rowing courses. Everyone's welcome to come along and make new friends and be part of a team sport that only requires a willingness to have a go and a bit of commitment. If you ever wanted to get on the end of an oar, check out melbourneargonauts.com for more details.
I've always loved kids and I've always enjoyed helping young people get the support they need.
The Centre for Excellence in Child and Family Welfare is calling on individuals of the GLBTI community to become foster carers. To find out how you can help young people in need, call the Foster Carer Helpline on 1800 013 0AA or see fosterabrighterfuture.com.au.
So over the years, we've made fun of Twitter, and yes, we have joined Twitter for those who haven't found out at the Cubby House.
Now, we are one of those funny Twitter blogs if you want to listen to us.
Indeed, indeed. Now, it seems so many people have been making short of this message media for useful things, such as rapid updates for public transport announcements, to the funny one-liners. Now, here's one I found recently that I have to thank John Richards for linking to us.
We love you, John.
It's called T... And-
Sorry, just to say, it is actually John Richard's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, happy John.
Happy birthday, John.
May all your sci-fi nerdiness engulf you today.
All right, you can continue.
Okay. The one I found was TLF Travel Alerts. Now, this is a spoof of TFL, which is stands for Transport of London. And some of the wonderful lines that I pulled out, and you've got to admit, these are some smart lines. Of our 2,000 staff surveyed, 42 described you as unkept, 26 said you were miserable buggers, and 4 said you were just awful. And the following tweet then said, please try and improve your appearance and behaviour in lines with our targets by the time the next survey is taken. Thank you.
So was this a survey of people on the trains?
Yeah, this is a joke line basically saying the staff of Transport of London reviewing the people.
They're reviewing what the normal commuters are wearing.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, some of the other ones is like, the Northern Line is currently suffering from ludicrous levels of disruption that are quite beyond the realms of human expression.
Okay, it's actually funny because I've been on the Northern Line, but continue.
The trams were rearing a capacity, a captivity. Sun Ling and Chow Chow have failed to produce any offspring again this year.
Aww, the poor trams. They didn't have a baby tram.
No. So they're the few that I found while I was looking last week. But if you'd like to see what Melbourne's version of that, it is at Fake Metro Trains. And I have to admit, it is not as funny. It is a little bit more crass in humour, but it definitely describes some of the feelings we have against our public transport system.
I will definitely be following that one.
Indeed. You're on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, and Kevin is for once speechless. And why? Nick from Vic Bears, can you please explain why he might be speechless?
I'm not sure.
Is it something that's happening this Saturday?
Oh, this Saturday. Oh, Saturday, the early bird prices finish. So,
really?
Get in quick. Yes, yes, you better yes. be.
Southern Hibernation, they end this Saturday. So,
don't be disappointed.
Yes, and where can people find out more information about that?
SouthernHibernation.com.
Or you can check out vicbears.org.au for
that's
the
actually
links.
Not what I was gasping about.
I'm sure.
I've just read on Facebook from my boyfriend. Facebook feed. Oops, minor shaving incident has required a significant change to the structure of my facial hair.
So long as it's the hair, it can grow back.
Yeah, but I'm worried about what I'm going to go home to.
but you do every night.
Isn't that the fun of beards? They're so interchangeable.
Yes, yeah, so I suppose I just went down from, you know, ragged homeless man to, you know, clean, nice, crisp beard.
Yes, I'm sure people can check out the Cubby House page for that, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
You did post a photo of it.
I posted no such thing, so what do you just think that? Now, we have been asking the question tonight, when it comes to social media, what would change your opinion to delete your account for good? Now, we've had a few responses. Thank you very much, Colin, who we had on earlier in the show.
Who wrote an essay.
Yeah, so can you quickly summarise?
Something about he's deleted his Facebook account before, left it deleted for 12 months, but it turns out it's incredibly hard not to have it when your friends have become indoctrinated into the social media. You can read the rest of it on our Facebook page. And Aiden also says, I think about deleting Facebook at least once a week when I realise how much time I actually spend looking at it, but just can't hit the delete button.
Thank you very much for all those responses. And now, if you'd like to find us throughout the week, we are available in a few places, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. You can join us at joy.org.au/thecubbyhouse for all our current podcasts up to date, as much as we have. And if you'd like to catch up with Vic Bears, as we've had Nick on, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
VicBears.org.au and BrisBears.com.
Oh, you shouldn't have mentioned it if you don't know it, Cookie.
We're gonna
Colin is going
Google
to smack
BrisBears.
You.
Google BrisBears. Thank you very much to Colin who's joined us. And that's Cubby House for this week. We're going to be back next week with the person who's going to give you the next show on Joy. Christian from the Vixen Hour is joining us right after this. And joining us next week on joy.org.au/cubbyhouse. This is Cookie.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.